Welcome to day four. Today, we'll be using the patterns and contracts we discovered in yesterday's session to delve deeper into the past and heal our wounds. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you were able to begin to notice where you were building unconscious walls against love. Today, we will continue our journey down memory lane to discover where our wounds are still raw, open, and creating unnecessary suffering. Suffering is a normal part of life, a part that we are able to transcend if we view suffering as an important journey into the wonders of pure love. With this in mind, we will be resurrecting past wounds which you feel are still lingering or that you still carry with you. Although time is a healer, it does not necessarily clean bandages and repair the wound, especially when we have been cut really deep in the past. Today's session may feel painful, uncomfortable, or distressing. It is all part of the process of opening to love. In order to love again, truly and fully, we must remove all the ways our heart has been confined and unable to love due to past experiences. Whether it is childhood trauma, toxic parents, or the disappointment of a past relationship, healing wounds from the past is a necessary step towards preparing for love. Let's look a little more closely at the type of wounds that can cause us suffering. Childhood trauma can stem from a whole host of negative experiences endured during childhood, from sexual abuse to neglect, to living in a household where a parent or sibling is treated violently, or there is a parent with a mental illness or addiction. This can result in a severe and long-lasting negative effect, especially when childhood trauma is not resolved. A sense of fear and helplessness carries over into adulthood, setting the stage for further trauma, negative relationships, and bad habits. If this is something you have experienced, I would highly encourage you to seek professional help and meet with a counsellor who can guide you towards healing this unresolved pain. Toxic parents usually do extremely unloving things in the name of love. While they carry a promise of love and care, they mistreat their child. What toxic parents call love is rarely received as nourishing, comforting, encouraging, respectful, valued, and accepting behaviour. They cause a great deal of emotional damage to their children, resulting in a loss of childhood, depression, anxiety, and crippling feelings of guilt and shame, as well as low self-worth. The book Toxic Parents: Overcoming Their Hurtful Legacy and Reclaiming Your Life speaks in great depth about this and provides great insight on this subject. Disappointment is something many of us have encountered. It is a fact of life that occasionally we have setbacks and delays, or as in my experience, disappointment for what could have been. This is especially present in romantic relationships. I now see how disappointment adds to the growth of the soul. However, it stems from an overexpectation and not living in the moment. If you are struggling with disappointment, you are living in the past, holding on to something that could have been, but wasn't. You will find that by shifting your energy and thoughts to the now, you can remove yourself from the pain and suffering this may be causing. By living in the now, we can be fully present and available to enjoy life and experience it. If we allow ourselves to be present in each moment, we will experience the true joy that life has to offer. We are human, so we can't expect life to be perfectly positive in every way, but we can expect that life unfolds as it should. The disappointments are usually to steer us in the right direction to something that will be far more beneficial to us. Allow yourself to feel the pain, acknowledge it, and then move forward, returning to reality and living in the moment. The ways in which we have experienced pain and suffering can differ dramatically from one person to the next. Only you know the level of pain you have endured and continue to feel in your day-to-day life. It may not even be present in the ways we expect it to be. Let's move forward and learn how to begin healing these wounds. Depending upon the level of pain felt, some wounds may take longer to heal. This is okay. The practice we begin today will not erase years of negative feelings in one swoop, but it will set you on the road to recovery. The practice will require patience and stillness. Allow yourself to be present with whatever comes up for you. This may be an extension to yesterday's practice, or you may find something new arises based on the information you have received today. Whatever comes up, do not try to judge it or escape it. Just be with the feeling. Let us first find a peaceful and calm mind. Please begin with a deep breath in and now back out. Let's do this a couple more times. Deep breath in and now back out. And one more final time. Deep breath in and out. First, we will begin with some questions to meditate upon in our calm and peaceful state. What has caused you the most pain and suffering? How do you feel you are still holding on to the past? How is this presenting itself? Is it a feeling, a memory, or a physical pain? Where can it be felt within the body? Our hands are made to heal, so today we will use the energy from within to begin the healing process. There is a natural healing force within you. It is your most powerful weapon against disease. Your body is a miracle of nature and has an extraordinary talent to heal itself. Healing through touch can be found in the religious and magic practices of many cultures, going back to Sumeria, the world's oldest civilization. The therapeutic touch was so named by Dolores Krieger, who studied one of the best known and oldest forms of healing in the world, the laying of hands. Healers don't have to make contact with your body using healing touch. The healer is receptive to your energy field. The healer identifies issues in your aura and then supports your immune system so you can heal yourself naturally. Many healers describe their work as the restoration of health by non-physical means. Professor Stephen Wright states, "Anyone can be a healer. All therapists do is hold the space in which the patients heal themselves." I believe that it's important for us to practice self-healing and not rely on others to provide healing to us. So I will walk you through a simple practice to restore the energy and create healing. First, wash your hands in cold water and dry them. Next, begin to rub your hands together to gather the energy. Once you begin to feel that energy flowing through your hands, stop. This may take around 30 seconds to a minute to begin to feel that fire within the hands. Now, place your hands over the place where you notice the pain manifesting. If you were unable to identify a location on the body, then I suggest you place your hands over your heart center. Leaving a gap between the body and the hands, somewhere between 5 to 6 inches. This will allow the healing to take place. Now, with your hands still over the place where the pain was manifesting, recite after me. I acknowledge, see, and feel the pain this wound has caused. With all the force within and the healing from my hands, I now ask that any residual pain or energy is shattered so this can be healed. I ask that this healing takes place immediately. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. I hope that you can continue to release any negative emotions or suffering you have encountered in the past through the use of healing hands. If you wish to discover more about how our hands are able to heal, the recommended reading is The Healing Code, 6 Minutes to Heal the Source of Your Health, Success or Relationships Issues by Alex Lloyd and Ben Johnson. I look forward to greeting you in tomorrow's session where we will celebrate our road to healing by holding a release ceremony. As always, wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.